Back on the On Deck Show from Purdue Stadium, I'm joined by pitcher Kenny Liner. Kenny, we'll start here fresh off the All-Star break. How did it feel to get a few days off?
It was great. Go back, see the family, get some home-cooked meals in me. It's always nice to get a little reset after we're 80-some-odd games into the year.
As you come back, obviously, threw in a game yesterday, you're about a calendar year into your pro career, because about this time last year, you signed your pro contract, and now you're in your first full season. So as you look back at the last 365 days, how would you describe the way your pro career has gone?
You know, it moves fast. Everyone's talking about, with the draft coming up, how it's been a year since we all signed, and it's kind of surprising to a lot of us how quickly the time has gone. You know, you just got to kind of take your time day by day when a lot of your days look the same day in and day out. So, I don't know, I'd say it goes quick when you're just moving one day at a time.
What was it like for you when you got the contract offer from the Orioles and signed on to be a pro?
I mean, I was ecstatic, obviously a dream come true. And, it wasn't something that I had fully expected at the time. So it was, you know, great surprise. Awesome phone call to my family after that, to let them know.
Now, you signed out of Division II Limestone College in South Carolina. First and foremost, did you know the Orioles were kind of in on you while you were training down there, or was it a bit of a surprise when they reached out to you to offer you a contract?
I knew. I figured they had a little bit of interest during summer ball. I was playing in the Coastal Plains League with the Peninsula Pilots and pitched an All-Star game there, and kind of after that, I realized I had a little bit of interest from the Orioles, and then 2 weeks later, got a phone call.
How important are those summer leagues like the Coastal Plains that you played in for a guy like yourself coming from a smaller school, maybe don't have the bigger platform like some of these other kids do?
I think it'd be very important because you're getting out there and you're playing against, you know, top talent from, you know, there's dogs in D2 baseball, D1 baseball. So you're kind of playing like a mesh between all those. And obviously a lot of exposure if you get like All-Star games out there and everything. So I think it can be very useful for a lot of guys.
Now, you touched on that All-Star game. Is that kind of the moment where you feel like it clicked for you as maybe a pitcher long-term that you could make it to this level of baseball?
Yeah, I think so. I think that was when I realized, you know, I actually had a decent shot at it, whether it be this year or the next.
You have an interesting path as well coming from the college ranks. Started mostly as a position player, then transformed into a full-time pitcher. So what was that like for you going through that process?
I mean, a lot of trial and error. Obviously, a lot of the days aren't going to be perfect, but just the same as it is right now, it's just about stacking days and getting that 1% in every day.
Are there days where you miss swinging the bat?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely days like this, sunny and 85, a little humid, balls flying. I would love to be able to swing it, but I'm sure that would get shut down pretty quick.
Now, you told me off here that you did a lot of catching before, obviously, moving to the mound. So from a battery perspective, working as the pitcher now, but used to be as a catcher, you know, do you feel like maybe you get a little bit of an insight or what a catcher might be thinking now that you had experience, obviously, as a catcher before in the past?
I think I definitely have a little bit of that insight, but it is such a different game being out there on the mound versus behind the plate. Things can speed up on you a little bit, and luckily we've got some great catchers that can help come out, slow us down, sequence some pitches right for us. So we've got a great staff, great battery.
Do you miss catching at all?
Not particularly. You know, it's a tough life, especially here in pro ball. Got guys like Nalaya catching day in and day out right now, getting beat up. So that's not something I miss.
What's it been like working with your pitching coach this year, Casey Day? It seems like you guys as a staff are having a really good month, especially striking guys out.
Yeah, I mean, we got a good energy, good philosophy. Casey's always there hyping us up, whether it be naming a headstrong pitcher of the week or highlighting guys' success throughout the week. I don't know, our mentality is just come in, throw hard, throw nasty stuff to good locations, and that's what we try and do.
Talking with pitcher Kenny Liner, a couple more things for you. I'll put you on the spot a little bit with this one, but is there a pitcher that you admire in today's game that maybe you look up to or model your game after, or maybe just a player growing up that you looked up to?
I think Steven Strasburg was, you know, everyone liked, growing up, I liked watching him. He was a big time, you know, 1-1 selection through gas, and I thought he was always electric. And basically, I'm a sinker guy. I like guys who throw sinkers.
And to wrap up, as we come down towards the final 50-so games of the season here, maybe what's a goal for yourself, or what are you maybe hoping to do as we come down the stretch here?
Just hoping to keep pounding the zone, limit the walks, let the defense work, and hopefully we can get on a roll here and make the playoffs. We're not too far out of it, and I think we got some good momentum rolling here.
Kenny, very much appreciate the time. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Pitcher Kenny Liner, we're back with more after this on the Showbirds Baseball Network.